100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. One a day until the day I die.com. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. This week's topic is Wave, and we got a bunch of stories. Now, I'm recording this the night before this stuff is due. Reason is, I'm going to be traveling tomorrow all day long. And who knows how things are going to turn out with the travel and all that crap. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to assemble as much of this as possible, post it. If I can't post it early, well, okay, I'll do it at the airport, I'll do it on the flight, or at the airport when the connection flight, or whatever. Oh, God, it's all a fucking mess. But you know how it is. Oh, God, I hate to travel. But I'm going to have my notebook with me, I'm going to have my laptop, I'm going to be writing stories, I think. Usually they're bitchy stories about how much flying sucks. And you'll see how it turns out. But in the meantime, weekly challenge, who gives a crap about my whiny ass? We got one from Carol. She's, I think, did you write one before this? I can't remember. I'll have to search, but Carol's in here. She didn't record, though, so her story is going to be up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The text is there, unless she at the last minute records, and then, wee, it's a miracle. We got Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, hey, Lizzie, Tom, Jerry had some stories. He's catching up. John Musico's got a bunch that are going to be hitting the feed. You've been hearing them all week long. There's more coming. We've got Serendipity. Spate is back. He's been joking about the every other weekly challenge. Zach Mann and Anima. And we'll see if a few more come in. Who knows what, if Tura hopefully will come in. And Norval Joe, otherwise known as Philip Carroll. And a few, we'll see. So sit back, relax, get your tray tables up in their upright position. There's no leg room. There's probably someone that's 900 pounds sitting on either side of you as you're in the middle seat. Hopefully you won't suffocate as you listen to this weekly challenge. I'll see you on the flip side.
Greetings, Junebugs. Munzee here with a story for you to dance to, or just listen to. There's not really a beat. You might have trouble dancing to it. Dancing by Christopher Monroe. I'm not too old to hit up a nightclub. I mean, an alternative club, and basically only on retro night every other week. But still, proof of concept. I can still go dancing, and by God, I do. Seen kids in our 30s now, enjoying one another's company in impeccable style, soundtracked by the goth indie tunes of the 80s and 90s. And fun has had every damn time. It's an important part of who I am. And when the Pixies play, you better believe I'm on the floor. On a wave of mutilation. Wave of mutilation. Wave of mutilation. Wave. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's my story for the week, my Junebugs. Now go listen to some old Pixies records. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here with a couple of stories on the topic of wave. My first story is called Catch a Wave.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Casey paddled away from shore, his surfboard in hand. He had seen the guys surfing on the beach, and they all had hot, bikini-clad girlfriends who laughed a lot. Surfing didn't look very hard, and Casey wanted a hot, laughing, bikini-clad girlfriend, so he waited for the right moment to impress. A monster wave was starting to crest. This was it. Casey balanced on the board and let the water move him. In an instant he fell, tumbling again and again in the water until he surfaced on the beach. Still, he felt very proud of himself. The bikini-clad girls were laughing, which was good. Only then did he realize he had lost his swimsuit some time ago. And this next story will reinforce everybody's absolutely correct view that I am a curmudgeonly old man. And yet, I think a whole lot more highly of women on college campuses than a lot of women seem to think of themselves. So this story is called safe space. The seminar participants were very brave to sit through 20 minutes in which a cisgendered straight Caucasian explained to them that carrying around a mattress on campus was not actually performance art. The only way this could have been more traumatic would have been if the speaker were male. Male privilege was the worst. Straight white male. Oh, things got confusing quickly. Anyway, despite the multiple trigger warnings before and during the talk, some of the women needed a safe space to calm down. When the Women's Center facilitator said there would be coloring books and videos of frolicking puppies, the audience waved, because clapping was triggering for some. And so went another day at daycare for 20-somethings, also known as college. And now I will turn it over to Richard. Take it away, Richard.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is about the 15th attempt at this introduction because I keep forgetting the prompt, which I now know is wave. And this is my story. It's called One Pint of Beer. All it takes is one pint of beer. It really doesn't matter what sort or which brewery. It doesn't even have to be an artisan beer. Any old cheap brew will do. You don't need pretzels, snacks, a party atmosphere, or the company of any friends to share the moment. Just a pint glass brimming with cold beer. That, along with a single, momentary lapse of judgment, and maybe a brief, thoughtless, uncoordinated wave of the hand. Hand, meet beer. Beer, meet high-tech, high-spec, top-of-the-range laptop computer. And you can just wave that expensive laptop goodbye. And I'm going to wave goodbye now, because I think I need a big pint of beer. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Waving energetically didn't solve her problem. She tried whistling and even throwing stones. Nothing. She lifted the axe from the floor and swung it over her shoulder. A man approached quickly and tried to take the axe away from her. "What on earth, lady?" "What on earth? Just get off my lawn! Don't you see the sign?" He hadn't seen it, considering the puzzled look on his face. Well, it was too late now. The sign read, "Stay off my lawn, or I'll chop your head off." Yeah, getting all those words on such a small sign was a pain. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called, "And That Is All I Have to Say About That." Timmy waved to the cars passing by. Sometimes they'd slow down and wave back. It didn't matter the weather or temperature. Timmy would be comfortably seated in the rainbow lawn chair, smiling and waving. His sister had taught him how to do the prom queen on a float wave, so he wouldn't tire himself out. Sometimes, someone from the church would stop the car and come up on the porch. Timmy would pour them a lemonade and wave when they got back in the car. Timmy doesn't sit on the porch anymore, but people still drive by and wave. And that's it this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Oh, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, born in a coma, but does it matter?
Good afternoon, Lawrence. It's another beautiful day here in Oklahoma, if you discount the rain. Last week, I kind of got ahead of myself, and I wrote you a little story on Wave. It should have been on Ants. So, I'm going to write you two little stories here today. The first one will be on Ounce, and then the second one will be on Wave. Hope you all enjoy. Now and again, I don't see the need to follow directions. I don't mean things like, to get to 1720 Westlake Road, go north 10 blocks, and then turn left. You will find me following those kinds of directions precisely. Sometimes, when I'm cooking, I will fall off the direction wagon because some things look so good. Say that the recipe calls for a cup of chopped onions or seven sliced kumquats. I may add a little more. Last night, after the doctor pumped my stomach, he said that my using 16 ounces of habanero may have been too much. And now for the second story, Wave. And don't forget, you can read some of my economic and risk-taking writings at Lucky and Good. Check it out. Last week, I was out at the lake with the blue skies overhead, putting around with my little dinghy, and everything was so perfect and was going so grand that I did not want it to ever stop. I was deep in the throes of a great, near faultless ride. The feeling was one of exhilaration, inner peace, physical completeness, that feeling of being surrounded by the warmth of true love in a wet and slippery environment. It was taking my breath away. I was riding the final wave when my wife walked in on Linda and me. Dang.
Left my gal in Chickasha, left that gal and went away. In my heart is a melody, and the darned old song keeps telling me, get right back to Chickasha, to that gal and never stray. There's a slick chick awaiting in my Chickasha, home from the Chickasha gal, I'm gonna nevermore roam.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Isn't technology wonderful? It opens up a whole world of possibilities. I call them technopathogens. Whilst the world is obsessed with computer viruses, I've been working away with real ones. Digitally distributed and delivered directly to the unfortunate recipient. Absolutely deadly, but not exactly silent. You see, my viruses are hidden in music, the sort that gets inside your head and won't go away. Earworms that you hear once, then hang around for as long as it takes for the infection to gain hold. Pathogens buried in the waveforms of sound itself. Music to my ears.
Spit, spat,
spit. Every day I make the post office run. Every day I see him on the corner. He's younger than me, but not much, with long hair held back by grease, an untucked, tattered work shirt, dirty, worn jeans that confuse sight with smell. Regardless of the weather, he's there, always wearing that sad smile, purposely making eye contact with the driver of each car and giving each a personal wave. Some say mental illness, some say drugs, some that he's been touched by God and can connect with the soul of anyone he meets. Me, I wave back and go get the mail.
Wave by John Musico. Hand-waving reminds us of our territorial warring past. As a tribe approached our village, before they got too close, you'd wave your arm. Whoa, this is our place. If they proved friends, they got waved in. The handshake is a related, also dark gesture. See, I hold no weapon. Waving goodbye is a blend of the two, communicating from afar, as the boat sails off further, that weaponless, we two have been friends. The salute also goes back to our warlike nature, lifting one's armor visor to show your smiling, not scowling face, one of the good guys.
This is Zach Mann, here goes. I was in the bank getting some fees waived because sometimes all you have to do is ask. Mike, my friend from tech, who was in a new wave band, waved at me. When we were in electronics class, Mike could whistle a perfect sine wave for the oscilloscope. Mike greets me with, "Your mother wears army boots," to which I could only respond, "You watch too much Bugs Bunny cartoons. Besides, that was my grandma, and it was Navy boots. She was in the waves." I'd like to go to Mike's band cruise, but ocean waves make me seasick.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's challenge, the Great Wave of Kanagawa. For the past 10 minutes, I've been looking at this amazing Japanese print. Three boats plow the trough of a giant wave. In the distance, Mount Fuji. Are the sailors scared, jacked on adrenaline, praying? Do their families worry when the fishing fleet goes out? Mount Fuji peeks through. My mind wanders in a different direction. At the base of the mountain lies Aokigahara, the Sea of Trees. Is there a widow wandering the suicide forest, about to suffer the same fate as her fishermen, drowning in a wave of grief? Maybe I should meditate on cherry blossoms. Thank you, and I hope you have a good week. Take a look at The Great Wave of Kanagawa. It is a print from about 1830 from the Japanese printmaker Hokusai. Bye!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 477 with a prompt of Wave. Here's my story. Buford thanked the Swiss man for his input with a smile and a wave and waited for him to disappear into the woods. Giggling, he gathered his pump, hoses, and other apparatus and loaded the collection chamber into a wheelbarrow. Maybe it was only confirmation bias, but the chamber felt like it was more massive, even twice the expected mass. He shipped the equipment back home, but hand-carried the chamber on the plane. On the flight back to Idaho, he imagined the experiments he would perform. First, he would determine if dark matter was made of particles or waves. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the subject of wave. I'm starting up a new business. Oh yes, what's the business? I've invented a machine for creating the very best waves for surfing, wherever there's enough water. I can turn any beach anywhere in the world into a top-class surfing resort. No more hanging around waiting for the cry of surf's up. The surf will always be up. The pièce de résistance, though, is a gigantic pool shaped like a ring, with a wave breaking endlessly round and round. You'll be able to surf a cylinder wave all day long. What are you calling it? The wave of the future.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Is a light a particle, or is it a wave? Well, in some conditions it acts like a particle, and in other conditions acts like a wave. Then there's the times that it acts like a total dick. Light never puts down a toilet seat and uses up all the hot water when you want to take a shower. Of course, it always borrows a car when you're late for work. Worst of all, there's that damn light bill to pay every month. I'm going to newspaper the windows, buy heavy drinks, and kill this son of a bitch.
You have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of wave. Hopefully you enjoyed those. If you didn't, I think there's something wrong with you. I really do. There are some really good stories coming in every week, and I appreciate them. And a lot of you do, and I'm grateful for that. And I think this is a cool thing. I think the cool thing is the different ways people look at the topic and get inspired by it. And when it's an idea that I would have never thought of, it's like, oh, that's so cool. So thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge, whether you wrote a story, recorded, sent one in, you're listening, you're sharing, you're saying, hey, you ought to check this out, and whatever. So next topic is going to be tramps. Hopefully the post already automated went up. And hopefully this thing is up and I'm not just some, you know, flaming corpse, in between here in Atlanta or Columbus or whatever. I'll see y'all. I really hope to see y'all next week. I hate flying. I really do. I really, really should have just said, hey, I'll, check these, conference, talks from, the web. Oh, well, maybe next year. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, 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 keep it brief.